Hey, this is Eric McNair with Add Some Tech, a digital marketing and technology podcast. We discuss the relationship of how both digital marketing and technology affect each other. This week, I have a special guest, Daniel Troutman. Daniel is a good friend of mine. We've known each other since college. It's been like, what, 10, 12 years at this point?
Yeah.
He is, I have to say, the ultimate wingman. I actually met my wife because of some assistance that he gave me. He also is my best man in my wedding. So, yeah. So, thank you for joining us, Daniel.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, the reason why I have Daniel on today is to talk about a couple different things, but we're going to be talking about Microsoft and, in particular, Windows in general. Daniel works at a big company where they have Windows deployed in a typical enterprise fashion. So we're going to talk about Daniel's experience with Windows in this environment, but also we're going to talk about Daniel's personal computing. Daniel has Windows at home as well. He has a Surface 3 tablet, and he runs Windows on that as well. So I think it's a really good comparison and contrast between all of the different aspects of Windows and how really honestly a typical person is going to operate with it. So just to start off from right from the beginning, we're going to talk about Windows at work. I think that's where a really good place to start, and then we can kind of move into Windows at home. So at work, what version of Windows are you running?
I think we're running, from what I've seen, it looks like we're running 8, I believe. It's either 8 or Vista. We're not running like the newest Windows. And even then, we just rolled out to it. So it's fairly late that we have just gotten what we would call a newer version of Windows. But compared to the home version, it's much older. So we just recently rolled that out. And so we're using that. We're using the Microsoft Office suite, of course. I use, you know, Excel, Word, and Outlook and use those on a daily basis. That's the most that I do with Windows, but I use it all day long, obviously.
Right. So one question that I've always had with Windows at work in particular, is there any point in your workflow where you have to use a browser? And if so, what version do you use?
That's a great question because, you know, it's funny you bring that up because I was using, I use a browser all day and I use it for various reasons because I'm looking up information. The applications I use at work are kind of connected to browsers. So the internet is a key part of the work that I do. And in addition, sometimes I'll just do research that's work related and I'm using a browser. What's interesting about your question that makes it funny is because I will use Internet Explorer, or as they call it, Internet Exploder. And there's various cases where I will get the notification saying, this is not this browser, this website's not been updated to work with this browser. You need a newer version. So I by default use Internet Explorer, but if it's something where the internet's not rendering well, which I've seen happen quite a few times, I'll use Firefox. Those are the only browsers that we really can use at work. We don't have any access to Chrome and Safari, of course, because we're not running Apple.
Now, with the browsers, are you able to change the default search engine, or are you kind of stuck with Bing when it comes to the Internet Explorer default search?
When it comes to default search, I think that I actually just use Google as my default. And so what I do is I actually have Google as a favorite, and then I just go into Google, and then I just do my search from there.
Okay. Yeah, because one thing that I've seen a lot in enterprise rollouts is that they have Internet Explorer tied down so much that you can't change any of the settings in it. And so a lot of people can't put Google as their default search. They have to do some other workaround. So I guess you use favorites as your workaround.
Yes. I haven't tried to make it my default, and I think it's out of habit for the reason that you said exactly, which is that I'm used to being in different jobs where you can't change that default. You have to stick with whatever it has because it doesn't allow you those admin permissions. So I normally have just gotten into a habit of making Google my default no matter what I'm using at work. Although Bing has gotten better, it's just a habit of using Google.
Now, do you ever accidentally use Bing at work? You're just kind of, you do something really quick and you move your cursor up there and you start typing a query and you hit enter and you're, boom, you're in Bing. Have you ever done that?
Not really. There, I think the times I've used Bing by accident are actually at home. But at work, I've never really done it because I think from the beginning when I got to my workstation, the first thing I did was set up Google as my favorite because I'm just used to it. As a result, I've never had that incident because I think it's just a habit of mine to go straight to Google.
So it's just interesting that you've kind of found a little workflow that kind of sidesteps any potential defaults or anything like that. It's interesting how even something that is so simple as, well, you can get used to the fact that you have Bing here and you have Internet Explorer. It's interesting to see how people will still go, no, I'm going to use what I want to use. And I'll even go the more difficult route to get there because it's important.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think even when you compare Bing and Google, to me, Bing has gotten better, but it's the habit, it's that level of comfort. When you do a search, you know exactly what you're going to get with Google. With Bing, you may do a search and it may not give you bad results. It's just that you're not used to the presentation. You're not used to the delivery. And it's that discomfort, especially when you're trying to get into a workflow where you just kind of go with what you know, even if it, like you said, has more steps than a different route.
So overall, what has been your experience with Windows at work? I mean, I know you said that you're running an older version, but that's pretty typical in an enterprise rollout. They're usually a version or two behind.
Honestly, my experience of Windows at work is terrible. It nothing of it works well. I don't know where the blame goes in that because when you're working in different systems and different industries, there's so many different applications and so many different databases these applications are tapping into in addition to the internet. So sometimes it's hard to kind of pin down where the fault lies when you have in a workflow system or productivity system that is poorly managed, poorly constructed, has different kind of bugs and errors. You know, today we had a staff meeting and one of the things we talked about were these issues in our applications and how we have to work around it. And I joked with a coworker today, I said, it's like when you buy a kid a book of mazes and you go to do one of the mazes and it takes you all the way around to get to the end. That's what it's like sometimes to do my job. I'm going over hurdles and through the woods just to be able to handle one file or handle one assignment. And it's frustrating. I joke sometimes with my manager that I have an old iPod from 2006, 2007, that's more consistent than my computers at work are. And that iPod doesn't even work.
Oh my goodness. So I think this is actually a really interesting step into kind of a whole nother experience of Windows. It's funny because a lot of people, their experience of Windows, their experience of Microsoft is very much work-related. And mm-hmm. So it's kind of like there's even this move now with a lot of people where, okay, I use Windows at work, but when I come home, I want a Mac. I don't want that experience. But it's interesting, especially where you're at right now with using that at work and being able to come home and use the latest and greatest mm-hmm. hardware and software. I mean, you're right in it in terms of having the complete solution that Microsoft envisions. So kind of explain a little bit kind of what you got.
Okay, yeah. I have a Microsoft Surface 3. I got it May of last year as a birthday gift. Thanks, wife. I have the stylus that goes with it. That was about $50. And that is connected by Bluetooth. You press different buttons and it'll activate different apps such as OneNote and also some right-click features depending on what button you use. I didn't buy the keyboard to go with it. I have a USB keyboard from work that I just plug in and use. So that's what I'm running at home, and it's running the newest Windows 10. And it's a very different experience than Windows at work.
Yeah, maybe explain a little bit about what that experience is like, especially kind of with this kind of hybrid tablet situation. Just kind of explain kind of, you know, what browser do you use and how, what's the typical use case that you have for it?
Oh, no problem. And the first thing I'll say is that it works. So that's a great thing. It's a very well thought out, better solution to work than the Windows I use at work. So I'll give a few examples. I'm running the latest Windows 10. I have the Microsoft Office suite on here, obviously. I also have, because I bought it when I did, I have a year of OneDrive, which is the cloud storage through Microsoft. It's 1 terabyte. So with that, I have storage that I could store my video, I can store my documents, which I do. I have those so that I can access them wherever I am. If I'm, you know, in a place without internet, then I'll download it hard copy onto my computer, and then when I get home, I just save it to the cloud and sync it. And so in using it, what I find that's different than the work Windows is that Windows at home is feels like it's almost, it's much more of an extension of yourself. What I mean by that is when you, for me, and we always talk about technology, you and I, that the best technology is seamless in the fact that you don't really think about it, that it's an extension of yourself. It's like water in a sense. So, for example, if I'm at home and I want to read something, then I'll read, maybe I'll look at it on my smartphone. But let's say somebody sends me an email or they send me a long social media response or post, then I'll just pull out my Surface. I'll open the app on the Surface. When it comes to browsers, I actually use Microsoft Edge, which is their newest browser. It replaced Explorer. I no longer use Chrome. That's because of you. You gave me the recommendation to that Chrome can be a little bloated as a app. So I use Edge now, which is actually very nice. And I'm able to quickly move into doing what I need to do on my Surface. So if I want to type something, I pull up Microsoft Word, and I have the option of either using my pen. I can toggle it so it goes from touch to a desktop mode. All of Windows on the tablet actually goes from a desktop to a tablet mode. I keep it in a tablet mode. And so I'm able to hop on there, start writing. I can save something. I can read on there. I use Flipboard for my news. And I use Evernote. So if there's something, if I want to write a story idea or if I want to write something, then I'll open up the Evernote app, type that in. So, and I have Facebook and Twitter, of course. I'm able to kind of move more freely when I use Windows 10 on my Surface at home. Whereas at work, when I want to do something, I sometimes find myself thinking, can I do this on the Windows here? And because my Windows at work is a desktop, whereas my Surface is a hybrid, it just allows more freedom of thought and flow of movement and work.
I think it's interesting how you mentioned Microsoft Edge. And it was almost like with all the promises that Microsoft has made over the years saying, hey, we finally made a decent browser was kind of something that we all just went, right. You said that you made a decent Internet Explorer for the last 2 or 3 versions. We're not believing you, but man, I mean, Edge is impressive.
Yes. Yes. It's very fluid. I always liked Chrome. Like, I've used Chrome for years. And I was such a huge fan of Chrome because of the Omnibox, meaning the address bar that you could do your Google search within the address bar. It just saved steps. It made things easy. Well, I said, okay, well, let me try Edge because it may just work better since it's built to work in a fluid fashion with the Surface. And I haven't been disappointed. It just works very well. Like, I don't really have to think about it. I just type in what I want, and it seems like it moves faster. I was actually viewing, I don't remember what the website was. I think it may have been YouTube, I think. And I pulled it up on the Chrome, through Chrome, and it just took a while to load. Something wasn't loading right. And then I just said, well, let me try Edge. And I pulled it up on Edge, and it moved quickly. Like, it was automatically there. And that was one of those little accumulation of moments where you say, wow, okay, this works for me. So I told my wife, she was working on something on my Surface, and she said, what do I use? And I said, use Edge, use Microsoft. And so it's been working well for me.
Have you used Cortana? Have you ever messed around with it? That's one question that I've had about Windows 10.
I haven't used Cortana. I think it was because, when Windows 10 rolled out, they had the initial downloads. And so I did a lot of research to see, okay, well, what's included in this? So I saw Cortana. I tried Cortana. Cortana didn't work as well. And for those who don't know, Cortana is the kind of AI type of app built into the Surface, similar to Siri with Apple, Google Now for Google. And so I tried it. It didn't work initially, but there's been more updates, and I can tell that they've added new features, because even as I'm using the Surface right now through our conversation, how we're talking now, at the bottom left corner of my Surface is search the web and Windows. It's like an Omni bar built into the Surface. So I just haven't used it yet. I know that there's some features with Cortana involving maps, involving pulling up different things within Windows. It's just something I got to sit down and play with more to see how much better have they made it since the original Windows 10 download.
And that's the problem with a lot of initial releases, is that you get turned off on it and you're just like, I'm not gonna use it.
And with that is our podcast for the week. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you soon.